And that's the last bag. I'm sorry. I kinda have a lot of essentials I need to have with me. I mean, it's mostly makeup, but that's essential, you know? No way I can go outside without makeup. Anyway, thanks for your help. And thanks so, so much for letting me stay at your place for the next few days. I, like, super duper appreciate it. I wouldn't have to be if my stupid landlord listened to my pest problem before it turned into a full infestation. But you know, that's neither here nor there. Seriously, I owe you a big one for this. I'll make it up to you somehow, okay? I promise. Yeah, I know. It's just what friends do. But really, you shouldn't have to accommodate a whole other human being in your own. Not fair of me to intrude like this, but how about I treat you to dinner tonight? We can go to that Italian place you like so much. You know, the one with all the fancy cheese and wine options. Yeah, that one. We'll go in a few hours. It'll be on me, okay? Ugh, I don't care if it's crazy expensive. You deserve something in return. It's really the very least I can. Please, let me pay you back properly. Perfect. I can't wait. I've been dieting for the last few weeks, and I'm absolutely dying for some pasta and bread. Anyway, is this where I'll be sleeping? Oh, no. It's perfectly fine. I like couch beds. Anything beats sleeping in a car, you know? The back pain would be insane. No, did you dress that up with sheets already? That's so sweet. You didn't have to do any of this. I would have done it myself. You're so kind. I really don't know what to say. Other than, you better order the most expensive dish on the menu. Double dessert with wine. Ask them to bring the oddest bottle they have out of the back. I'm dead serious. If I see you ordering a salad and a water, I'll literally force feed you. No joke. Well, we still have a bit of time to kill. What do you want to do? Nuh-uh, mister. You're not helping me unpack. I'll do it myself. No, hey. Get away from those bags. Hey, I said I'll do it myself. Oh, I'm so full. I feel like a bear that's getting ready for hibernation. I swear I could fall asleep and wake up in 6 months or something and still not be hungry. Yeah, I'm ready to relax for the rest of the night. Go ahead. Take the shower. Don't worry, I can wait. It's no problem. Jeez. That was pretty fun, though. Now that I think about it, it's been a little while since we had a proper meal together. We used to do it all the time back in college. We would go out for cheap Chinese food on Friday nights. That place was way more fancy, though. I felt a little out of place wearing my t-shirt and sweatpants. But whatever. The food was so good. I didn't even notice the weird looks people were giving us. It was honestly kind of like a date. At least I felt it. I'm pretty sure the waiter thought we were a couple. He burnt a candle in the middle of the table. Rose leaves on our plates and everything. I guess I can't blame him. We're close enough now that we might as well be a couple. Did I just say that? I mean, it's not wrong. I guess I've just never thought of it that way. I mean, obviously people have made the assumption before, but we're just so close. I feel like tonight we were really acting like it. Could he potentially like me, I wonder? That's crazy. It's just all in my head. But why does my heart start racing whenever I think of it like that? He may not like me, but do I like him? Why is this kind of making me blush? It's not like this hasn't happened before. We've been to each other's houses so many times. So why does this time feel different? Maybe it's just because I'm seeing a new side of him. It's like I'm seeing him for the first time again. He's so interesting. And he is attractive. I will admit. Oh gosh. left thumbs strewn all over the bed. He can be so messy sometimes, but I guess it wouldn't be bad if I took a closer look at them, right? I am just his friend, and maybe this will help me calm down from whatever's happening to me right now. I just need to get this feeling out of my head. I need something from him. I want. This feels so naughty, but I can't help myself. I can't believe I'm doing this, but I can't stop. I don't understand what's happening to me. Am I falling for him? Bestie, what are you doing out of the shower so soon? With your shut off. Oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. Look, I can explain. I was just I'm so, so sorry. You let me stay at your place for free. You treated me so nicely, and this is how I repay you. I'm awful. I'll just pack my things and go. I don't want to bother you any further. Whoa, Bestie, what was that? Oh my gosh, what is happening? Yes. I think it would be okay if you took the towel off. Oh my gosh, that's really odd. Have you been wanting this too? Come here. Such an idiot. should have realized your feelings sooner. Is it even okay if I want you? I'll take that as a yes. Yes, it feels. Am I really doing this? I can't believe it. Touch me. My body is. This is so fucking hot. Oh, this is so hot. Make me feel so good. I can't speak. I'm close. I'm really, really close though. It's driving me crazy. I can't take it anymore. I wasn't expecting that. Yeah, of course. You just made my whole year. Do you really feel that way about me? Like I feel about you? We both need to communicate our feelings more. No, that's a good thing. Then we're taking the step now. Better late than never, right? I'll tell you what. I'm gonna sleep so well tonight. I was gonna take a shower, but you kinda took all the energy out of me. Don't apologize. It was incredible. Am I to take that as a sign that we can sleep in the same bed tonight? Okay. Perfect. I mean, I meant what I said about not having a problem with the sofa bed. But I would sleep on a cold floor if it meant sleeping. Yeah, let's cuddle a little. Oh, yeah, and one more thing. You can tell our friends that we're boyfriend and girlfriend now. If that's what we even are. But if you tell them that you caught me sniffing your underwear, your dad got that. Okay. Good night.